Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court has issued a ruling that sets an important standard on how judges are judged. The High Court says that while holding judges accountable is essential, judges have certain protections. Specifically, the court says judges do not have to disclose to investigators what they were thinking when they made a ruling, and it says the notes a judge makes while on the bench are for the judge only. The ruling comes as a national report gives Massachusetts a C-plus grade for how it holds judges accountable.
This has never happened to any judge in Massachusetts history, to our knowledge, and it's a great concern.
That's Thomas Hoops, chair of the Massachusetts Bar Association's Fair and Impartial Courts Committee. He's referring to the complaint that led to yesterday's high court ruling. In that complaint, Suffolk County DA Dan Connolly alleges that Boston Municipal Court Judge Raymond Duggan is biased.
The singling out here is our concern, is this just the beginning of a push from the prosecution side, because they're not getting their way, which is not fair and is not at all part of what we would consider the normal judicial process.
Because the investigating of judges is done in secret, even yesterday's SJC ruling does not mention the name of the judge, the accusations, or the accuser. But the ruling does mention Boston Globe articles about Connolly's complaint against Duggan. Connolly reportedly cites dozens of rulings that he says show a bias on Duggan's part in favor of criminal defendants. One, for example, where Duggan dismissed drunk driving charges against a man because it might have resulted in the man's deportation. Although that dismissal was overturned on appeal, Connolly's complaint asked the Commission on Judicial Conduct, the state agency that oversees judges, to investigate possible bias.
I don't call it bias. I call a judge who's out of the mainstream.
Retired Judge Robert Barton is a former chair of the Conduct Commission. He says there are always judges whose rulings seem to lean in a particular direction.
I could name a few, but I'm not going to. We had them on the Superior Court who wouldn't find the Ayatollah guilty. So you have these judges. You're going to say you're stuck with these judges? The public stuck with these judges? No. You find a niche where they can do good, and the public is not being injured.
D.A. Connolly declined to go on tape for this story, but he issued a statement yesterday saying that he's pleased that the Supreme Judicial Court said that the investigation can go forward with the questioning of the judge. What the High Court rejected, though, is the Commission on Judicial Conduct's subpoena for Judge Duggan's notes from the bench.
We claim that the judge's right not to produce these documents or not to answer questions is a judicial privilege.
Michael Keating is Duggan's attorney.
We say it's like an attorney-client privilege or a priest-penitent privilege or many other privileges that are recognized in Massachusetts. So the privilege always trumps the rule of the commission.
Last year, the 9-member Commission on Judicial Conduct reviewed 177 complaints against judges. It dismissed 113 of them. Commission Executive Director Jill Pearson says that's typical.
Our usual statistic is around 95% of our complaints end up dismissed.
If there are concerns, the rules for investigating a judge contain a lot of protections for the judge. Pearson says even if judicial misconduct is found, the commission cannot discipline a judge unless the judge agrees.
If the commission finds there is misconduct, almost all of the time they will offer the judge an agreed disposition, something that they hope will serve the purpose of preventing that type of misconduct from happening again.
Those judicial protections and the lack of transparency were among the issues cited in a national survey that gave Massachusetts low marks for judicial accountability. The state integrity investigation, done by the Center for Public Integrity, Global Integrity, and Public Radio International, gave the state a C-plus for the way it holds judges accountable. The low grades came from things such as not requiring judges to give reasons for their decisions and the lack of public information about how judges are evaluated. Massachusetts is one of only 4 states where judges are appointed for life, and retired Judge Barton says that's the most effective way to select who presides over the state's courtrooms.
The alternative is, do you elect judges? And the answer is no. How do you improve? If you had periodic review, at least a judge who hasn't been complained of to the Judicial Conduct Commission would at least be told by his peers or her peers that you're weak in this particular area, you should strengthen yourself or whatever. So there could be better review.
And court observers say yesterday's SJC ruling outlining new parameters in judicial investigations could improve those reviews.